listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Today, the Democratic National Convention kicked off in Philadelphia. The convention promises a United Together theme tonight, even as the party responds to leaked emails from the Democratic National Committee. Those emails suggested the party work to undermine Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders' campaign for president and led party chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz to announce her resignation yesterday.
WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is in Philadelphia this week at the convention. He's with us now to talk about the latest news. Sean, welcome back.
Hey, Rob.
So set the scene for us at day one of the convention in Philadelphia.
Day one of the convention in Philadelphia has got a different feel than the convention in Cleveland in a lot of different ways. I think when you went to Cleveland downtown, you were struck by an almost fortress-like feel to it. Especially around the convention center and around the arena where people were speaking. They had pretty tall steel fences surrounding all the structures, a lot of security checkpoints. Just getting from the convention center to the arena, you could hop on a shuttle and it'd be, I guess, easy to shoot through these police checkpoints all over the place. So far, really none of that here. I mean, the city has a more open feel to it downtown, maybe not so much around the arena where people are speaking tonight, but even without the security, there have actually been more protests here, and it's sounding like tonight, at least in the early going, we're going to have a pretty potentially chaotic vote on the rules on the floor of the convention tonight.
And that's similar to the chaotic vote on the rules at the floor of the Republican convention. It sounds like the idea of whether or not there's a roll call vote, something like that. What would be at stake in this vote?
Yeah, so this is this is essentially Sanders supporters who are unhappy for a variety of reasons right now who want to push this platform to the left. And essentially the platform and the rules are what govern things like whether or not the Democratic Party has superdelegates. That stuff has already been approved by committees made up of a mix of Sanders supporters and Clinton supporters, and now it's to the full floor. And so the full floor is where all these people who, you know, some of them going to a convention for the first time, some of them maybe going to their only convention, some of them new to the political process, they have a chance to say their piece, even if it's yelling. And so I think you may see that in the early going here in the convention and just some of the speeches that are really just formalities. When the speakers would mention Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine, you would hear boos in the arena. I'm not in the arena physically. I'm right across the sidewalk from it as we speak right here. So I can't tell you exactly where those are coming from, but I think it's easy to surmise that they're coming from Sanders supporters who are unhappy with the way things have been going and, not tied to the same customs, maybe, that Democrats that have been around for longer.
Democrats are hoping for a message of party unity. They're probably disappointed by this WikiLeaks release of internal emails from the Democratic Party throughout the convention that ultimately forced party chairwoman convention chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz to announce her resignation from that slot. There was talk that she'd kind of ceremonial kick things off, bang the gavel, and then disappear. Now, not even that, it sounds like, right?
Yeah, she was, it sounded like, really wanted to open the convention. I mean, she put a lot of work into it. Talking to people who are close to her, they said she basically put her life on hold to help organize this convention. And so she wanted to be there. And it sounded like until just a few hours ago, she was going to be. And you can only imagine what sound there would have been in the arena from Sanders supporters had she been. She decided not to in the name of party unity, but you're still hearing some boos over there.
Talking to Sean Johnson, WPR's State Capitol Bureau Chief. He is in Philadelphia for the Democratic Convention. Sean, as the Republican Wisconsin delegation did, it sounds like the Democratic delegation is getting together in the morning. You went to their breakfast. What kind of things were you hearing?
Yeah, one of the people who spoke was Congresswoman Gwen Moore. Congresswoman Gwen Moore is... usually you get her in a room full of Democrats, and she's a pretty popular person, I guess, in that setting. They like her jokes. They like kind of the way that she weaves her speeches. together. There's really not somebody else within the Wisconsin congressional delegation or the state house, for that matter, who can speak like her. And one of the things she talked about was the protests that we are seeing in Philadelphia now, and the fact that we've seen probably more protests in this convention, a lot of them by Bernie Sanders supporters against Hillary Clinton, than we saw in Cleveland. And Glenn Moore said that growing up, she was in protests all the time. She was in these anti-war protests against racial inequality. She's not unused to protesting. But she said that when it comes to this election, that Democrats need to be careful how they protest. Here's what Glenn Moore had to say.
Let me tell you, you cannot protest by voting for some third party or do what I used to do sometimes, write my son's name in when I didn't like any of the candidates. That kind of protest is not going to work.
We mentioned the theme for tonight at the convention is United Together. That's something she was trying to get at there. What are you hearing from other Democratic delegates at the convention?
Well, a lot of the talk this morning about whether or not they were united was kind of framed in terms of that. What does the Debbie Wasserman Schultz news do for the party? And, you know, does that make it harder to unify? A question was posed to Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chair Martha Lanning, and she essentially said that she thinks that Sanders supporters will eventually come around to Hillary Clinton because of the prospect that if they don't, they could have a President Donald Trump. Here's Democratic Party Chair Martha Lanning.
I think the Sanders supporters know that Donald Trump is a huge threat to our nation. You know, the thing is we have a gentleman here who is a con. He's sexist. He's a bigot. And we cannot allow someone like him to be leading our nation. The Sanders supporters are seeing Bernie supporting Hillary by coming out and endorsing her. And I believe that that's going to bring people together just like it did in 2008.
So, Sean, last week it felt like the most unifying figure at the Republican convention was Hillary Clinton. That was the one thing everybody there seemed to agree about. Will it be the inverse here? Everybody's going to agree that they don't like Donald Trump?
Yeah, it seems like just kind of a mirror image, or I guess, what is the image, Rob? It's flipped around, exactly. And so everybody, at least party leaders, are saying, this is the reason you need to unify because of Donald Trump. Just as last week, they were saying, this is the reason you need to unify. You don't want to have President Hillary Clinton. You did hear, though, some concern among the vice chair of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, David Bowen. He's a state representative from Milwaukee. He's also, notably, Bernie Sanders' only announced superdelegate in Wisconsin. He made that announcement shortly after the primary, after Sanders won Wisconsin's primary. And David Bowen told reporters that the emails that came out over the weekend did not help toward unifying the party.
Sanders supporters were told that, you know, that wasn't happening. Finally, the writing is on the wall, but it's coming at a cost, right? Because it's distracting us from the number one goal of the convention, that's to unify. So I think her stepping down was the right thing in the situation. We don't need that a distraction if we truly want to build unity with both Sanders and Clinton supporters.
Sean, as we look ahead to the primetime speakers, we had just a litany of Wisconsin politicos at the Republican convention, not quite as much from the Democrats, it looks like.
No, not as much. We're going to have Glenn Moore speak to the full convention. It sounds like Tammy Baldwin will speak to the full convention. She'll be on stage, possibly with a group of senators in front of the full convention, not like the Republican convention, though, where you had seven Republicans get up there and deliver remarks to the full convention. But you do have a lineup tonight of, you know, if you're a party that's seeking unity and seeking to bring along Sanders supporters, this tonight's lineup seems geared toward that. You have Bernie Sanders speaking himself, and you have First Lady Michelle Obama speaking. You also have Senator Elizabeth Warren speaking, who's a favorite of the left. So I imagine you'll hear all of them preaching unity tonight, but they may be coming after kind of a cacophony of boos following these rules votes, depending on how things shake out.
Sean, we'll check on all that with you tomorrow. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Sean Johnson, WPR's Capital Bureau Chief. He's joining us every afternoon this week from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia.